first item, which is communications. Carla, please call the first item.
Item 948, request of Zero to address council regarding phone app idea and request for information.
Good morning.
So I took about a week off from school ending and work starting to focus on activism, and I've never done activism in my life. So I think I might be doing it right. I'm not sure. I would like to ask for a little bit more time, 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. So my name, by the way, the phone app thing, I wasn't sure what I needed to write on there. My name is 10158142914419525. This is my first attempt at a transmission. This is a distress signal. I'm stuck. This isn't funny. I'm one in three realities short of losing my mind and about one reality short of being a genius. Let this millennial manifesto be a blinding light or a beacon to show the misguided or uneducated millennials are most and the most educated class in America. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. The purpose of me being here today is to encourage other people to get involved. It is also going to serve as a stress test, and I am here to ask the tough questions. This information, this form is not a good form of communication. Nice job on the police reform thing. The consultant was a nice touch. The only hope we have is to take good notes and be able to replicate this in other cities. We could even ask for a donation for our services. Most people don't know that they can sign up and ask you anything. They can tell you what they had for breakfast or what they did last Sunday. I had strawberry smickles. People my age say government sucks, but I read this as, how can I interact with government in a meaningful way? How can the mayor increase his agency by 15% and also increase his dynamic movement by 4%? People are starting to wonder. You are really good at primary communication, but your secondary communication skills needs work. For example, is Portland prepared for a nuclear attack? Because if the city blows up, I won't be able to finish my degree and pay back my student loans, and I don't know how I'm going to pass that down to my kids yet. The primary communication is to make sure that people are safe from nuclear attack and we are ready for a second. And the secondary communication is we take this threat seriously and nuclear war with fire and fury has consequences. Ted, you were the disruption candidate. We saw business and finance and voted for you. Just like they voted for Trump, but nothing changed. Trump broke the normal discourse of political dialogue. You have more agency to say what you want in politics now than ever before. I'm almost done. You should use your advantage when communicating. We are the biggest city in Oregon. Make plans to strengthen our city, in turn strengthen the city's brand, in turn strengthen the state's brand. This is how we survive the right in America to continue to say no and continue to be a sanctuary city. I just have a little bit longer. Is that okay?
Can you start wrapping it up, please? Because we have lots of other people who'd like to testify. Thank you.
We need to plan if we do not have a loss of. We need to plan for a loss of funding from the federal government for our sanctuary city status. Humility is the expectation of absurdity until proven wrong scientifically or historically. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Next item.